Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 25, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about All-Star Business Solutions launches EV charging payment card. LUXHUB launches API product for account aggregation. Dwolla, Transfermate partner for cross-border payments. INWI launches mobile money service powered by Comviva. Tribe Payments rolls out payments sandbox. Scottish Pacific says alt lenders rise in Aussie SMBs ranks. Higher Ground turns to SMBs to diversify supply chains. Qatar boosts fintech focus. Avidy Exchange deepens AP integration into NetSuite. Cashflows an acquired .com partner for zero-friction card updater service. Lloyds Bank partners with blockchain trade finance platform. MasterCard and Rabobank offer digital platform to farmers in emerging markets. Tipalti raises $76 million. New challenger bank Vive to enter faster payments scheme via Bottomline Technologies. Bill.com expands international payments offering. Virtual assistants join the corporate finance team. Marketplace lenders navigate the choppy waters of compliance. The Papers releases the Open Banking Report 2019. Now let's get started. All-Star Business Solutions launches EV charging payment card. All-Star Business Solutions has launched its electric vehicle EV charging payment solution, the All-Star One Electric Card. This new card supports the needs of customers switching to full electric or hybrid company vehicles. The new EV payment solution provides access to the UK's largest fuel network, savings across the discount diesel network and one HMRC-compliant invoice for all transactions. The new card also comes with the ability to pay for EV charging across a multi-branded electric charging network. According to the Navigating the Alternatively Fueled Future study, which was written in response to requests from All-Star customers, fleet managers want to move to a combination of all fuel types on one fuel card. LUXHUB launches API product for account aggregation. LUXHUB has unveiled LUXHUB1, a solution for banks and third-party providers to leverage open banking without experiencing the amount of work involved to implement fragmented APIs. LUXHUB1 represents an integration layer that allows access to any financial institution via a unified API, supporting digital banking by providing account aggregation. Unifying API formats, security profiles and API flows, regardless of the open banking standard followed, help achieve better services to the end user. LUXHUB has developed an open banking platform, hosted in Luxembourg, which onboards 36 European financial institutions from 10 different countries. The platform aims to offer to all the financial market players a superior ecosystem and a straightforward user experience. Dwolla, Transfermate partner for cross-border payments. Dwolla has teamed up with Transfermate to allow customers and their end users the ability to make and receive international payments. Transfermate's global B2B payments technology enables companies to send and receive cross-border payments. Dwolla connects businesses to the ACH network to initiate payments within the U.S. This new addition to the Dwolla partner ecosystem gives Dwolla clients access to Transfermate's global payments network in 162 countries and 134 currencies. Businesses using Transfermate will be able to allow their end users to initiate a single payment, request payment or send multiple payments with one upload. Once the funds are transferred to Transfermate domestically, Transfermate makes the payment from its local account in the recipient's country in local currency, with funds arriving the same day, next day. INWI launches mobile money service powered by Comviva. INWI, a Morocco-based telecom operator, has launched its mobile money service, INWI Money, in partnership with Comviva's Mobiquity Money. The service offers consumers a new way to perform multiple financial transactions such as person-to-person money transfer, airtime purchase, bill payments, and merchant payments. Customers can access the service using any type of mobile phone through INWI Money mobile application or USSD menu. The service is available in French and Arabic languages and facilitates multiple levels of registrations ranging from self-registration to agent-supported registration. Customers can send money to other INWI Money users instantly anytime anywhere. The service also allows customers to request money from other INWI Money customers. Customers can also recharge their own or other people's mobile subscription using the app. Moreover, the contract customers can pay their mobile subscription bill. The operator will also allow merchants to collect payments using the service. To pay merchants, customers need to enter merchant's mobile number or scan a QR code. Tribe Payments rolls out Payments Sandbox. Tribe Payments has announced the launch of its Payments Sandbox environment, which provides access to APIs across both issuing and acquiring. Tribe Sandbox allows banks, challengers, and fintechs to explore, integrate, and experiment with all of Tribe's APIs. Developers can complete a technical integration that will reflect how the API would work when live. Once the developer is happy to move into production, the service can be made live. Tribe provides all aspects of payments using a modular platform to businesses, mostly acquirers and issuers, that serve merchants and consumers across the globe. The developer sandbox opens up the possibility of organizations and businesses outside of this core audience to experiment and develop new ways of using and offering payments. Tribe Payments officially launched in June 2019 and is an European issuer processor certified to allow banks to issue UnionPay international cards. The certification from MasterCard and Visa means that organizations that use Tribe's technology can issue cards and process payments using the biggest card schemes in the world. Scottish Pacific says alt lenders rise in AusCSMB's ranks. For the first time since Easton Partners began surveying Australian small businesses about their future growth plans, researchers have found that entrepreneurs are more likely to turn to an alternative lender than a traditional bank for capital. Reports in Dynamic Business this week said Easton Partners has released the September 2019 SME Growth Index on behalf of Scottish Pacific. The report surveyed more than 1,000 small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) in Australia and found that, for the first time in the report's five-year history, small businesses are more interested in capital from non-bank players. Between 2014 and 2019, the percentage of SMB owners planning to use their traditional bank as their main source of funding halved from 38% to 18.3%, reports said. Meanwhile, plans to use non-banks reach the highest level yet, with 18.7% planning to work with such providers. Only 2.6% of SMBs said they would not consider a non-bank lender, down from 4% a year ago. Though the data suggests small businesses may be more likely to see capital from a non-bank lender than a traditional bank, analysts warn that on a broader level, the data could reflect decreasing appetite for financing in general. Reports noted that recent analysis from the Australian Banking Association found that small businesses' bank loan applications have dropped by one-third since 2014. While it's pleasing that business owners are increasingly aware of options outside a property-secured bank loan, the SME sector still has a long way to go in taking advantage of the alternatives available to them, said Scottish Pacific CEO Peter Langham in a statement. He pointed to the report's finding that 83% of businesses say they plan to finance their future growth by digging into their own coffers. Some business owners remain unaware of funding alternatives, Langham continued. There's a much larger group of SME owners who are aware of non-bank funding but don't fully understand how it works. They are too busy to research it, so put this in the too hard basket. When they can't secure bank funding, they just tip their own money into fund growth. Higher Ground turns to SMBs to diversify supply chains. Software as a service firm Higher Ground is launching a new component of its supply chain diversity initiative aimed at enabling small and medium-sized businesses to connect to more business customers, and at helping those business customers diversify their supply chains. In a press release issued Tuesday, Sept. 24, Higher Ground said it is rolling out the supplier side of its supply chain diversity offering, focusing on SMBs as suppliers to connect them to Fortune 500 business clients in search of more diverse supply chains. Higher Ground's platform also aims to work with certification groups and associations to facilitate those buyer-supplier connections. We launched the supplier side of our platform to the supplier diversity community to provide an easier way for enterprise and small to medium-sized businesses to connect, said Higher Ground CEO Chloe Guidry-Reed in a statement. We now have an easy way for entrepreneurs and small diverse business owners to get warm introductions to new business prospects, scale their business and report on their growth all within one system. Large corporates can mitigate supply chain risks by diversifying their supply chains, but small and medium-sized businesses have an array of challenges that can limit their ability to launch into new supply chains. In addition to finding new corporate customers, SMBs can struggle to operate across borders and operate on a global scale. Further, smaller suppliers often lack negotiating power and are forced to manage long payment terms from their clients and make sales on credit, often squeezing their cash flows. Earlier this year, Brian Shanahan, founder of working capital advisory firm Informita and founder of supplier payment term database Termshik, spoke with PYMNTS about this struggle between buyer and supplier. Solutions must be beneficial to both sides when it comes to establishing sustainable payment terms, he said. The buying company wants longer payment terms, but the seller wants to make sure they're paid on time. Otherwise, customers are not reliable, and it endangers the financial investment they're making in the relationship long term. Qatar boosts fintech focus. In the continued drive for collaboration between the FI and fintech, between governments and financial services providers, efforts this past week focused on the Middle East and support for new initiatives. As reported by Crowdfund Insider, the Qatar Financial Center (QFC) has expanded the number of fintech-related activities that will be awarded licenses. The additional support will come from the QFC platform. In a release, the QFC said that under new rules and guidance, the activity of non-regulated professional services firms has been widened to fintech services providers, which includes providing cybersecurity solutions, application programming interfaces, API, cloud computing, developing blockchain-based technologies, artificial intelligence, AI, and companies which provide a platform for facilitating real-time transaction capability of internet-connected devices. The QFC aims to establish Qatar as an international fintech hub, according to reports. The QFC has entered a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Behove, which is a platform in Europe focused on financial services innovation, as of October 2018. In separate remarks, Henk Jan Hoogendoorn, Managing Director of Financial Sector Office, QFC Authority said, fintech has seen significant growth over the past few years and its applications are now prevalent in various sectors and industries, such as e-commerce, trade, banking and investment management. Moreover, today's fintech also includes a variety of technology which facilitates financial services, such as money transfers and robotics and artificial intelligence. U.S. Bank. Separately, in the States, U.S. Bank said it has struck pacts with seven leading data aggregator and fintech companies to speed and streamline connections with customers who want to share data with third-party applications. As noted this past week, the agreements come as U.S. Bank builds up its new U.S. Bank Developer Portal. The portal contains APIs that, as reported, enable developers to quickly build innovative services that securely connect to select U.S. bank account information, as directed by the customer. The seven firms include DecisionLogic, which focuses on advanced bank verification that lets lenders qualify borrowers. Other firms include eMoney Advisor, a financial planning firm, and FileThis, which retrieves and organizes bills and others. The company said in a release that the developer portal APIs comply with Financial Data Exchange (FDX) mandates. In other company news, Form 3 said it has created an international payments business geared toward offering financial institutions access to low-cost payments and FX services tied to its API technology. The company said that Form 3 and Ebury are offering access to respective banks and fintechs through the Form 3 platform. Avid Exchange deepens AP integration into NetSuite. Accounts payable automation firm Avid Exchange is deepening its integration into NetSuite by adding new features to its Avid Exchange for NetSuite (AFN) suite app. Avid Exchange's suite app, built to operate within NetSuite, is adding new tools designed to strengthen control and visibility into company expenses and spending, the firm said in a press release Tuesday, September 24. The updates include the addition of search functionality via its payment log, which shows outstanding and fulfilled transactions and enables accounts payable (AP) professionals to search for and view transactions based on payment method, category, suppliers and accounts. Avid Exchange is also adding a payments dashboard, another visible feature connecting AP managers to insights and potential savings opportunities via an integrated rebates calculator. The feature shows professionals how company funds are disbursed via the AvidPay network. The company is also making it easier for users to access cleared check images within NetSuite. Organizations without automated accounts payable systems routinely deal with stacks of unpaid invoices and limited visibility into outstanding expenses, said AvidExchange co-founder and CEO Michael Prager in a statement. These challenges only grow as organizations and payment volumes scale. Automated payments streamline finance operations by increasing efficiency across the entire organization. Earlier this year, AvidExchange announced another integration with SAP Concur, enabling users of SAP Concur's Concur Invoice solution to integrate the AvidPay network and processing payments to vendors based on their payment method of choice, including AvidExchange's ACH tool AvidPay Direct. In August, AvidExchange announced the acquisition of BankTel Systems, a company that provides accounting technology to financial institutions. At the time, AvidExchange said the acquisition would enable it to expand its invoice-to-payment capabilities to the banking community via BankTel, while existing BankTel clients will also be offered AvidExchange solutions including AvidPay and access to the AvidPay network. Cashflows and Acquired.com partner for zero friction card updater service. Cashflows and Acquired.com have partnered in the launch of a card updater service to maximize collections in the consumer lending sector. Both the MasterCard Automatic Billing Updater and Visa Account Updater are available through a single integration. For customers of Acquired.com, when a successful card update takes place, the existing token reference is updated. An update would take place if cards expire, are lost, stolen or upgraded. Once a card is updated, the customer can then reprocess a transaction and collect funds. This creates a zero-friction proposition whereby customers can reduce their back-office collection processes and allows them to maximize collections, estimated by at least 5%, whilst simultaneously minimizes collection costs. Cashflows merchants and partners will also receive a response even if the card is not updated. This results in confidence in knowing that they have the most up-to-date details. Cashflows is a cloud-based, API-centric payments provider. Solving our customers' problems and addressing their pain points is central to the way we work, particularly when it comes to driving operational efficiencies. Our account updater service ensures there is no disruption to the payments process, ultimately delivering more right first-time payments, better authorization rates, and allowing our customers to focus on their core business objectives. Jonathan Bennett, Chief Commercial Officer, Cashflows. Account Updater, otherwise known as VAU ABU, adds yet another feature to the Acquired.com platform. The solution exists alongside Acquired.com's detailed decline diagnostics, daily settlement, payout API and perfect reconciliation reporting suite for no hassle, to the penny recon. Our aim is to enable modern, digital businesses to transact all their payment-related needs via a single payment hub whilst increasing their bottom line. Rob Clark, Managing Director, Acquired.com. Account Updater service available now. regular or recurring payments on cards have historically been popular within the finance, insurance, utility, subscription services and charity sectors. They are easy to set up through various channels, e.g. online, telephone, face-to-face, and then become an easy, set-and-forget way to pay. Customers have peace of mind that the company will get paid as agreed and on time, without them having to remember payment schedules or process the payment themselves. The CashFlows Account Updater service, combining the MasterCard Automatic Billing Updater (ABU) and Visa Account Updater (VAU) solution, is now available to merchants on a single integration through Acquired.com. Lloyds Bank partners with blockchain trade finance platform. Lloyds Bank Commercial Banking is to become the first UK bank to partner with Kongo to enable quicker international commodity trade finance using distributed ledger technology, DLT. Kongo is a DLT, blockchain-based platform that digitizes and streamlines international trade and commodity finance, enabling businesses to quickly and automatically exchange data and associated documents across a wide range of solutions, from letters of credit and KYC management to receivables discounting, in a digital, secure and decentralized way. As well as accelerating the time taken to complete trade finance transactions and therefore shortening cash flow cycles, the service can also reduce the risk of fraud and lets all parties monitor the progress of a transaction in real time. This boosts visibility and provides greater certainty for all involved, which helps with planning ahead. In order to speed up market adoption, COMGO's solutions are accessible not just to commodities businesses but to those in other sectors and industries. Lloyds Bank is the first UK bank to partner with Kongo and make the platform's benefits available to its clients. Gwyn Master, Managing Director and Global Head of Trade for Lloyds Bank Commercial Banking, said, "Cumbersome and time-consuming are just two words used to describe international trade today. The process of trading a single commodity can take over 100 days, involves many players, considerable paperwork, and risk. Trade is particularly onerous for our commodities clients, where faster turnaround times and a streamlined channel are key requirements. Our partnership with Kongo helps us tackle these challenges. We're working together to shorten the time it takes our corporate clients to trade internationally by significantly streamlining and digitizing the process. We like COMGO's client-centric approach, where the focus is on addressing top corporates' pain points. This fits well with our way of working. We're entering a new era of simpler and more inclusive access to blockchain technology that has the potential to support strong, collaborative business relationships. Partnerships like this, and the technology that underpins them, will help mitigate the pain points our clients face and support British businesses to prosper internationally." Solima Badi, CEO at Kongo, said, "We are thrilled to welcome Lloyds Bank on COMGO's network, and very excited to support their clients to get the best out of it in the following months." MasterCard and Rabobank offer digital platform to farmers in emerging markets. Today, MasterCard and Rabobank announced a strategic partnership to give 1 million farmers in emerging markets access to a digital platform that makes it easier for them to sell their produce for a fair price. The platform builds on the current MasterCard Farmer Network and will be enriched by Rabobank's expertise and reach in the food and agricultural sectors across Europe, Africa and Asia. The partnership was formally initiated at a signing ceremony during the advisors' meeting of the CEO Partnership for Economic Inclusion earlier this year in the presence of Her Majesty Queen Maxima of the Netherlands in her capacity as the United Nations Secretary General's Special Advocate for Inclusive Finance for Development, UNSGSA. Under the partnership, MasterCard and Rabobank will extend the reach and impact of the MasterCard Farmer Network across Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Ghana, Egypt and India. Many smallholder farmers in these countries have limited access to market information, finance and management skills. This has led to insecurity, inefficiencies, a waste of resources and ultimately prevents farmers from running a sustainable business. Since its launch in 2015, the MasterCard Farmer Network has reached more than 250,000 farmers in Uganda, Tanzania and India. Through the platform, small-scale farmers connect with potential buyers, access mobile payment tools, and build a digital transaction record that can be used to access formal credit from a financial institution. This solution is part of MasterCard's strategy to connect underserved communities to essential services through a common digital infrastructure. At MasterCard, we envision a world in which economic growth is truly inclusive, said Arjan Bol, Netherlands country manager for MasterCard. MasterCard Farmer Network contributes to this by offering a digital platform that makes it safer and simpler for smallholder farmers to grow their business. Through close collaborations with important partners as Rabobank, we are able to create even more impact, putting the digital economy to work for everyone, everywhere. The announcement comes as Ajay Banga, President and CEO of MasterCard, joins world and business leaders in celebrating Queen Emeksima's 10-year anniversary as the UNSGSA at the United Nations General Assembly's special side event Financial Inclusion for Development, building on 10 years of progress, in New York. The special advocate, who convened the CEO Partnership for Economic Inclusion, aims to unlock development opportunities and economic inclusion for all. Her support of private sector companies helped to provide the platform for the strategic partnership between MasterCard and Rabobank. We believe that sustainable partnerships in the food and agri-value chain are key to guaranteeing food security in the future, said Wiebe Dreyer, CEO Rabobank. This partnership creates a unique opportunity to expand access to the formal economy and financial services for hundreds of thousands of farmers. By joining forces with MasterCard, we address both of our goals to increase financial inclusion in the agri sector, while also contributing significantly to Rabobank's banking for food strategy. Tipalti raises $76 million. Tipalti, the leading global payables automation solution, today announced it successfully raised an additional $76 million. Led by Zeev Ventures, the D round also includes a follow-on investment from Group 11 FKA SGVC and participation from two new investors, O1 Advisors, a fund founded by Twitter's former CEO and COO, and Greenspring Associates. Tipalti will use this additional funding to continue to set the pace for innovation in the payables automation space and solidify itself as the leading solution for fast-growing and mid-sized companies across the globe. The company will fuel its growth through increased developer, customer success, sales, and business development headcount, marketing investments, while adding new offices in North America and Europe. It's well established that accounts payable is the number one most time-consuming and laborious function in finance today, and for fast-growing businesses, manual AP can impede growth and scalability, explained Oren Zeev, the founding partner of Zeev Ventures. Tipalti has always been ahead of the innovation curve, and this additional funding will allow it to advance its vision of transforming AP and financial operations and making it a ubiquitous solution. Investor Dick Costolo, founding partner of O1 Advisors and former chief executive officer of Twitter, said, "While at Twitter, we chose Tipalti and they played a pivotal role in enabling us to scale and grow. Tipalti's platform was crucial in helping us manage payments to thousands of our publishers and partners around the world with ease, while delivering a flawless experience. Investing in Tipalti allows us to help bring the same benefits we experienced as operators to the thousands of companies that need this support." Tipalti's payables automation technology is aimed at fast-growing mid-market companies, who have traditionally been underserved by banks. Leveling the playing field, the solution provides them with the ability to scale efficiently and rapidly, accessing the services that are otherwise only available to large enterprises. Tipalti streamlines and optimizes businesses' end-to-end global payables workflow, while giving these companies access to cross-border payments, currency conversion, and payments across a wide range of methods. According to the 2019 Level Research Accounts Payable Survey, mid-market organizations have an average of 9.8 full-time accounts payable employees. Tipalti's ability to reappropriate 80% of that function's workload offers a dramatic opportunity for fast-growing businesses to better invest in their organizations. As companies mature and growth accelerates, manual accounts payable processes are no longer an option. This is where Tipalti comes in, and this new round of investment will help us widen our innovation edge as the pace setter in the payables automation space, said Chen Amit, CEO and co-founder of Tipalti. In the first half of 2019, Tipalti more than doubled new customer and business bookings and surpassed $8 billion in annual transactions, while maintaining a 98% customer satisfaction rating. To help accelerate this growth, Tipalti has appointed Sam Barakat as Tipalti's Chief Revenue Officer. Sam Barakat joins Tipalti from Blackline, a leading provider of financial close-process software solutions, where he built and led its mid-market division. New challenger bank Vive to enter faster payments scheme via Bottomline Technologies. Bottomline Technologies, NASDAQ, ePay, a leading provider of financial technology that helps make business payments simple, smart and secure, today announced that new financial services entrant, Vive, is set to deliver real-time payments to its future customers on day one of trading. Vive, which is well advanced in the bank authorization process, has taken advantage of the easy-to-connect, real-time payment offering from Bottomline. The new SaaS-based solution was launched in July in partnership with Starling Bank, and uses API-led technology, alongside Starling's banking license, to create a 24/7 direct connection to the Faster Payments Scheme, FPS. As a new player in financial services, we understand that outstanding customer service is key to our success, said Nick Anthony, CEO at Vive. When it comes to payments, it means we have to deliver a fast, secure, and trouble-free experience that customers have come to expect. Bottomline's award-winning technology and Starling Bank's existing connection to FPS enables industry newcomers like Vive to enjoy many benefits. The cost and complexity of direct access projects, the ongoing overhead of managing the scheme and the challenging development and service inertia in the agency banking models are all avoided. This new service means that 24/7 instant payments, across different rails, will be included in Vive's customer proposition from day one, and will deliver a highly competitive service to the market. Together we have built a comprehensive solution, covering faster payments, direct debits and card payments, said Anthony. It's allowed for seamless integration with our platform, giving us complete control of our cash flow in real time. Bottomline's universal aggregator model offers three different access solutions to the Faster Payments Scheme: direct, directly connected non-settling participant, DCNSP, and indirect. As payments continue to evolve, our experience and investment in innovation allow us to offer clients flexible payment solutions and market-leading capabilities, said Rob Eberle, CEO and President of Bottomline. With our open architecture and through collaborative partnerships such as the one with Starling Bank, we can deliver winning solutions to forward-thinking organizations like Vive. We have been continually impressed with the level of support and technical expertise provided throughout implementation, and we look forward to a long and productive partnership with Bottomline, said Anthony. Planning to launch in 2020, Vive will serve customers who currently find it difficult to access affordable credit. Bill.com expands international payments offering. Today Bill.com, a leading provider of cloud-based software that simplifies, digitizes, and automates complex back-office financial operations, announced it now supports international payments to 137 countries and 106 currencies. Since the beginning of the year, Bill.com says that the number of transactions it processes increased 216% and total payment volume increased 258%. According to an August 2019 survey of small businesses commissioned by Bill.com and Barlow Research Associates, more than 20% of businesses transacting globally say they are making payments in five or more countries. Bill.com simplifies the international supplier payment setup process with its AI-enabled intelligent virtual assistant to meet the growing needs of small and medium-sized businesses. Bill.com is experiencing strong adoption from customers moving away from traditional payment methods to the Bill.com platform to send domestic and cross-border payments. Now small or medium-sized businesses can reach across the world to markets as large as China and as small as Bhutan and make transactions in currencies from euros to Kenyan shillings through Bill.com. The internet has allowed businesses to buy and source in foreign markets, and many businesses are rushing to capitalize on these growth, revenue and cost savings opportunities, said Henrique Sarabelli, Vice President of Product Management at Bill.com. But businesses need a partner that can help them manage the complexities that come with processing multi-currency invoices and making payments in local currencies. We're expanding our international payments footprint so when our business partners want to pursue an opportunity in almost any corner of the world, we can support their efforts on the critical payments front. For small and medium-sized businesses going global, the limitations on sending and receiving money overseas are plentiful. The international payments process can be manual, error-prone and disconnected from the broader accounts payable workflow. Cross-border transactions processed through traditional channels can be costly, hard to track and may take days to clear. As small and medium-sized businesses continue to expand buying and sourcing overseas, the manual wire services offered by traditional banks are often not meeting their needs for online access, faster processing and more transparency. The August 2019 Small Business Survey also identified the top reasons many small and medium-sized businesses say they are adopting end-to-end solutions include increased time savings from using a simpler online payment process, avoiding costly bank charges for wire payments and fees for currency exchanges, and the need to sync transactions with accounting software. Bill.com has been an amazing accounts payable solution, says Jerry Victor, finance manager at Spikeball, a sports equipment company in Chicago, Illinois. We use Bill.com for all our international payments to vendors overseas. With the number of bills we pay, as well as the currency amounts, it took a lot of administration time for the complex tasks required when we sent wire transfers through traditional banks. With Bill.com, all of our international payments are now a one-click solution and less expensive. It's a lifesaver. Bill.com has introduced a VIP program for qualified customers to receive personalized services for account setup, complimentary exchange rate analysis, and access to exclusive rates. Bill.com also eliminated wire transfer fees on international payments in local currency. Its intelligent virtual assistant simplifies setting up international payments and helps clients avoid costly first-time mistakes, including allowing them to click on invoice details and copy text directly and accurately into required payment fields. Bill.com syncs with major accounting software platforms such as Sage Intacct, Oracle NetSuite, QuickBooks and Xero, providing accurate reporting for exchange rate gains, losses and a complete view of international and domestic payments. International payments through Bill.com use one centralized payment and approvals process for both international and domestic vendors, for greater visibility, convenience and control. Virtual assistants join the corporate finance team. Artificial intelligence adoption continues to grow in the corporate world, and as businesses look to broaden margins, save money and drive strategic operations, the finance department is a prime target for AI-powered solutions. Increasingly, as consumers become more comfortable interacting and conversing with virtual bots and digital assistants, these technologies are stepping into corporate finance departments and finance teams, too. We're seeing AI and data analytics play an increasingly larger role in the way organizations maximize the value of their data across multiple functions, said Alec Ijmera, president of corporate performance management software provider, Profix, when the company announced its latest AI-powered digital assistant for corporate finance professionals this week. The Office of Finance is now ready to adopt this technology, in a market ripe for disruption, with cloud enablement at the forefront of innovation. The data supports Ijmera's position. According to Gartner, half of corporate finance organizations expect to have some type of AI deployed by 2020. Polaris Market Research says intelligent virtual assistant technology is expected to be a $21.5 billion market by 2026 as demand grows from small and medium-sized businesses, too. PYMNTS breaks down the latest in virtual assistant product development for corporate finance from industry leaders including Oracle, Microsoft and others. Profix deploys AI in the mid-market. Corporate performance management software company Profix announced Tuesday, September 24, the rollout of its virtual financial analyst. Targeted toward middle-market firms, the artificial intelligence-powered virtual assistant connects finance executives to insights and analytics designed to support decision-making and lower risk. Leveraging natural language processing and machine learning, the solution allows corporate finance teams to leverage the power of AI to automate the completion of time-consuming, error-prone, routine tasks, and quickly draw greater insights, enabling them to play a more strategic role in business operations, according to Ajmera. The new AI add-on capabilities are the foundational building blocks of Profic's broader and long-term AI strategy, and we're excited to begin rolling out these advancements. Oracle debuts supply chain virtual assistant. Last week, Oracle announced an update to its supply chain management cloud solution with new features that include a digital assistant. The technology allows supply chain managers to converse with the technology and obtain insights into ongoing activity, including current operations status, as well as deviations and incident tracking and reporting. Though the tool will first focus on connecting users to insights within logistics operations, Oracle said it plans to expand its capabilities across all areas of supply chain management. To outpace change and stay ahead of competitors amid changing market conditions, organizations need technology that removes complexity and provides clear and actionable insights into their business, said Oracle Chief Sustainability Officer and Vice President of Supply Chain Management Project Strategy John Chorley in a statement. VMware introduces Digital Workplace Assistant. VMware, a company developing digital workspace solutions, announced Monday, September 23, the latest updates to its Workspace ONE platform with a slew of new features that include a virtual assistant. Designed to provide professionals with a broad range of support, its Intelligent Hub virtual assistant was developed in collaboration with IBM Watson and uses natural language processing to understand and respond to both voice and text inquiries. The technology can handle various tasks including providing guidance on questions or open applications for users without compromising security and accessibility controls. Microsoft tracks AI's opportunity for productivity. In another initiative focused on bringing artificial intelligence to the workplace, Microsoft continues development of its Cortana virtual personal assistant designed to promote productivity. The thing that excites me is to take a step back and think about what is the promise of natural language systems, Microsoft technical fellow Dan Klein said during its Build conference held in Washington in May, according to Quartz. It's not being able to push a button with your voice. That's cool, but the true promise of a natural language system is to be able to do a wide range of things with uniform interface that's natural to you, that's quicker than the alternative. More recent reports in Fast Company noted Microsoft is investing in its Cortana technology to introduce not only new features to help professionals boost productivity, but to address modern workforce needs that change the way professionals actually complete the work. Marketplace lenders navigate the choppy waters of compliance. Regulators the world over are beginning to take a closer look at the alternative and marketplace lending business model. An explosion of fintechs looking to fill the gaps left across underbanked and underfinanced populations, including, in many markets, small businesses, has watchdogs exploring how to promote financial inclusion and access to capital while maintaining borrower protection. The current regulatory climate remains in its relative infancy for this industry, so marketplace lenders are not only tasked with maintaining compliance but diligently tracking the regulatory landscape to forecast new and changing rules. In the U.S., the Financial Trade Commission opened an investigation into the merchant cash advance sector and other alternative financing products for SMBs as the government weighs broadening consumer borrower protections to include small firms. In June, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority announced plans to impose stricter restrictions on marketplace and peer-to-peer (P2P) lenders beginning this December following the watchdog's decision to place P2P lending platform Lendi into administration. A result, the FCA said, of the industry's lenient requirements to disclose governance arrangements and controls. Also, in China, analysts at Yinkan Group pointed to the government's P2P and marketplace lending crackdown as being likely to shrink the industry by as much as 70% this year. Industry players will continue to face tighter regulations, but according to Kim Wales, founder and CEO of CrowdBureau, a company that aggregates marketplace lending industry data to establish performance and risk management benchmarks, operating within the confines of the law is a complicated task for this sector. Compliance is not just about recognizing key regulatory pressures on digital marketplace lenders, she told PYMNTS in a recent interview, but also proactively ensuring a company is improving its processes and streamlining operations. The broad scope of regulation is indeed one of the most significant compliance challenges that marketplace lenders face today, she said, with the risks of noncompliance growing as the volume of requirements and regulations does. However, there is a range of other areas of noncompliance risk for these businesses. Know your customer is another area of compliance friction for these companies, added Wales, as money laundering and terrorist financing become more significant threats to the borrowing and lending space. Wales also emphasized the challenge of evolving reporting standards and the challenge that marketplace lenders must address as watchdogs elevate their reporting requirements, especially for global companies operating in multiple jurisdictions, each with its own set of standards for these digital companies to collect and submit data. Which brought Wales to the final major challenge industry players face in the compliance realm, data management. Risk management is critical to this space, but is another complex challenge for businesses operating within relatively new business models and is one that demands complex risk calculations that rely on real-time decision-making. According to Wales, inefficient data management is among the tallest barriers to adequate risk management for industry players, with marketplace lenders often failing to expand the scope of their risk management strategies into industry-wide risk models. Data is critical to quickly assessing a particular loan's strengths and weaknesses and is essential to the reporting and analytics process that can provide professionals with a visual representation of a loan's performance. Unfortunately, implementing the right tools and technologies to use data properly, whether it be for regulatory reporting purposes, risk management or performance analysis, can be tricky for businesses in this space. The legal implications of data are perhaps one of the most understated challenges of regulatory compliance, said Wales. Data solutions for data problems. In the private P2P and marketplace lending sector, as in many industries, data is often a crucial component of the compliance puzzle. However, data can also be essential for this sector as it works to understand and address developing, and frequently changing, regulatory requirements. Supporting the aggregation and transmission of data for regulatory compliance is one part of this process. However, as Wales explained, benchmarking can also support the industry's journey in developing best practices with regards to borrower protections, risk management and standards creation. Benchmarks related to loan type, contract terms, interest rates, value and volume are among the key metrics marketplace lenders must track, she said, allowing these companies to track their performance against themselves, rivals and against the industry as a whole. Among CrowdBureau's services is its ability to aggregate data from a range of sources to establish these benchmarks and support marketplace lenders' compliance efforts. Application programming interfaces, APIs, are key to collecting publicly available information, Wales noted, adding that the company is also looking to expand its collection of data that industry participants can provide voluntarily, and augment asset and risk management solutions she can promote transparency in this space. However, while service providers can address top compliance and risk management challenges for marketplace lenders, these digital companies themselves would be wise to take proactive measures in managing performance and compliance risks. As the challenges around compliance continue to put pressure on firms, finding new solutions and methods will be vital, said Wales. The papers releases the Open Banking Report 2019. The papers has launched Open Banking Report 2019, which strives to offer the freshest and most robust insights into the global open banking landscape. The 2019 report clarifies the role of key players in a post-September 14th world and assesses how the landscape has shifted within Europe and beyond, highlighting trends that should shape the open banking industry in the year ahead, and looking at how regulatory changes and competition could influence the open banking ecosystem. Structured in 7 comprehensive chapters, the present edition of Open Banking Report offers a holistic view of a now mature concept, going into particular areas such as the impact of open banking on payments, particular strategies taken by both banks and TPPs to adapt to regulatory and market requirements, new business models and propositions, the highly debated issue of customer engagement and education, regulatory compliance, along with risk, security and SCA. We started by comparing and contrasting different regimes and initiatives across the globe in order to fully understand how regulatory, technological, and financial innovation has evolved so far, an in-depth analysis of the key decisions for the future ecosystem covering, in a well-structured form, the most important updates on a world level of the open banking initiatives in place or evolving right now, INNOPAY and the papers, an analysis on where open banking is heading and who's in the lead, NDGIT, exclusive interview with Imran Ghulam Hussainwala on the UK's open banking progress, Imran Ghulam Hussainwala, OBI, an overview of where PSD2 is placing itself right now, PPRO, diving deep into the state of open banking in Europe, Oliver Wyman, all the while turning to the point of view of new entities such as the European Third-Party Providers Association, exclusive interview with Christian Schwer and Arturo González MacDowell, co-chairs of the Euro Retail Payments Board on the SEPA API Access Scheme, exclusive interview with Scott Farrell, chair of the Australian Government's Open Banking Review, on open banking in Australia, open banking in Asia, a bifurcated, but likely successful future, Capron Asia, analysis on India's digital payments boom, Accenture, interview with ADDJLW on open banking and its potential to facilitate financial inclusion, open banking Nigeria. We also turned our attention to open banking and impact it has on the payments environment, in a suite of insightful editorials and interviews, as follows: how to use payment initiation services to maximize consumer experience, Trustly, the impact of open banking on payments and changing the traditional retail banking model, Form 3, Volt 1. Cannot talk about today's open banking state of play without touching upon the most relevant strategies and innovation and the new business models and propositions that emerged out of PSD2, the PSD2 paradigm shift explained, Worldline, interview with MasterCard on the opportunities arising from open banking and an interview with the Financial Conduct Authority about how open banking fosters the conditions for competition and innovation as such pivotal elements in the open banking narrative. It is crucial to look at best practices from banks. In the dawn of PSD2, open banking in the world of platforms, Citi, key insights on several important banks' open banking journey, Lloyds, BBVA, Standard Chartered, customer engagement and consent management play a crucial role in order for the adoption rate of the new solutions to rise. Digital consent management is key for data opportunities, according to Euro Banking Association Open Banking Consumer Education, analysis from INNOPAY. Regulatory compliance, security, strong customer authentication, and fraud prevention are the building blocks of gaining trust and delivering on the promise of open banking. How to transform PSD2 and strong customer authentication into opportunities, FeedZi, LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Building trust in the financial digital ecosystem, HID Global. Financial crime prevention in the context of PSD2, EVRY. No discussion about the current state of open banking is complete without tackling the complexity, compliance, regulations, and standards. The challenges presented by TPP identity and regulatory checking, Polymath Consulting. The obstacles are PISPs facing on their journey to take full advantage of PSD2, Penser. The Open Banking Report 2019 concludes with an insightful infographic whose aims is to map the third-party providers that encompass the complex TPP ecosystem created by open banking. The report contains some very useful educational insights and great contributions from INNOPAY, on several pivotal topics such as, apart from the global state of play of open banking regimes, updates from their annual Open Banking Monitor, analyses on the opportunities presented by open banking, next generation business models for insurers in an open data economy, or the challenges presented for TPPs in using XS2A. The new edition of the paper's Open Banking Report is endorsed by crucial entities and consultancies for the industry such as Open Banking Implementation Entity, Holland FinTech, and Currency Research. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.